Today's corporate sponsors want to see their money used in ways to line up with business objectives. This is a young generation of corporate sponsors, and they have discovered the advantages of building long-term relationships with educational institutions. That quote from Susan Cornforth of Pascal & Associates, public relations consultants, as quoted in the New York Times, July 15, 1998. Sometimes the best hiding place is right in the open. It took 7 years of reading and reflection for me to finally figure out that mass schooling of the young by force was a creation of the four great coal powers of the 19th century. It was under my nose, of course, but for years I avoided seeing what was there because no one else seemed to notice. Forced schooling arose from the new logic of the industrial age, the logic imposed on flesh and blood by fossil fuel and high-speed machinery. This simple reality is hidden from view by early philosophical and theological anticipations of mass schooling in various writings about social order and human nature. But you shouldn't be fooled any more than Charles Francis Adams was fooled when he observed in 1880 that what was being cooked up for kids unlucky enough to be snared by the newly proposed institutional school net combined characteristics of the cotton mill and the railroad with those of a state prison. After the Civil War, utopian speculative analysis regarding isolation of children into custodial compounds, where they could be subjected to deliberate molding routines, began to be discussed seriously by the Northeastern policy elites of business, government, and university life. These discussions were inspired by a growing realization that the productive potential of machinery driven by coal was limitless. Railroad development made possible by coal and startling new inventions like the telegraph seemed suddenly to make village life and local dreams irrelevant. A new governing mind was emerging in harmony with the new reality. The principal motivation for this revolution in family and community life might seem to be greed, but this surface appearance conceals philosophical visions approaching religious exaltation and intensity, that effective early indoctrination of all children would lead to an orderly scientific society, one controlled by the best people, now freed from the obsolete straitjacket of democratic traditions and historic American libertarian attitudes. Forced schooling was the medicine to bring the whole continental population into conformity with these plans, so it might be regarded as a human resource and managed as a workforce. No more Ben Franklin's or Tom Edison's could be allowed. They set a bad example. One way to manage this was to see to it that individuals were prevented from taking up their working lives until an advanced age, when the ardor of youth and its insufferable self-confidence had cooled.